Catholic hospitals have long enjoyed a much-deserved reputation for tending to the needy and offering quality health care. Along with this, a recent report by the ACLU and MergerWatch finds the number of Catholic-affiliated hospitals nationwide has grown by 22% since 2001. Now, four of the 10 largest healthcare systems in the country, that's one out of every six hospital beds, are Catholic-affiliated. But in Humboldt County, nearly two-thirds of the hospital beds, and about a third of the doctors for that matter, are associated with the Catholic St. Joseph Health System. This directly affects healthcare decisions, mostly at the beginning and end of life. A reminder of this was just last month, when the End of Life Option Act became law. That's California's version of Oregon's Death with Dignity Act.
St. Joseph will opt out because it's the way we practiced for the almost 100 years that we've been established.
Dr. Bill Parks is the chief medical officer for St. Joseph Health in Humboldt County. I ask him if by declining to participate in the End of Life Option Act, doesn't it give a single religious group disproportionate influence in limiting healthcare options, such as how the terminally ill choose to die?
I don't see it as an option that's going to be limited. I think there'll be those physicians who are going to believe that everybody has that right, and they do. And if they can make the medical case for it and their conscience, then they probably will participate. I don't anticipate a shortage.
But others think that getting the requisite two doctors to sign off on a patient's end-of-life request won't be easy, especially in a rural area with a strong Catholic healthcare presence.
I think it's going to be extraordinarily difficult for patients in Humboldt.
Dr. Beth Abels has been an internist in Humboldt County for 26 years.
Well, first of all, a lot of patients in Humboldt have no physician. They have either no healthcare provider or a mid-level provider, and they are apparently not eligible to sign off on this. Secondly, the physicians who most commonly deal with these end-of-life dilemmas are the oncologists, and St. Joe owns the oncologists.
All of the cancer specialists in the county contract with St. Joseph. Dr. Abels also thinks few of her colleagues will actually be willing to write life-ending prescriptions.
Well, I think a lot of doctors in general have an ethical dilemma with it. We're taught to heal. We're upholding the Hippocratic Oath. And I think a lot of people, whether for religious reasons or professional reasons, are going to have a hard time writing a prescription to end somebody's life.
And then there is the other end of life. Local midwife Steph Stone doesn't like Catholic doctrine limiting the options of her pregnant patients. Catholic hospitals typically refuse to offer abortions, fertility assistance, or even sterilization procedures like a tubal ligation. I caught up with Steph at a Eureka coffee shop.
For example, somebody who's having a C-section and they actually have to go through surgery again to get the tubal somewhere else, and they can't get that tubal during that surgery. I think that's putting somebody in danger.
Malpractice?
I don't know if you can call it malpractice, but it's bad, bad decision making. It's inhumane that a religious doctrine makes decisions over somebody's body.
And these decisions are based on doctrine, specifically the 72 rules set forth by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. These rules are called the ERD, Ethical and Religious Directives for Catholic Healthcare Services. For example, Directive 48, which can actually endanger mothers because it considers aborting an ectopic pregnancy not, quote, morally licit. Medical professionals and evidence-based science are not cited in the document. Quotes from the Bible are. This despite the fact that Catholic hospitals nationwide receive billions in public funding. About one in four religious-affiliated hospitals are in rural areas. In a prevailing climate of mergers in healthcare, it's very likely that more and more doctors, group practices, and hospitals along the West Coast will join a Catholic healthcare system. On the one hand, this could mean better access to specialists, high-tech equipment, and integrated care. On the other, choices regarding how we start our lives, or end it, may be increasingly made by someone other than you and your doctor. Michael Joyce, JPR News, Humboldt County.